Biblically-centered kids.
Hello! It's another great Monday, and we are excited to have you listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is August 12th, 2024. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
We have a special birthday shout out today. Maylee Treffs turns 8 today. We hope you have a great day being celebrated by your friends and family. Well, today we are continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues, all the way from A to Z. We will cover 26 biblical virtues this year to learn more about God and how to be Christ-like. This week, we're going to explore the topic of wisdom. Virtue G says, we gain wisdom by asking God for instruction on what is right.
Wisdom isn't just about knowing a lot of facts or being super smart. It's about understanding what is right and making good choices based on that understanding. The Bible tells us that true wisdom comes only from God. In Proverbs 2:6, it says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. This means that when we want to be wise, we should look at God and his word, because he knows everything and can teach us the best way to live.
Wisdom helps us see things from God's perspective. It helps us understand what is right and wrong and to make choices that honor God. For example, choosing to be kind to someone who is mean to us can be a wise choice because it shows God's love, even when it's hard.
Another big idea we're going to touch on today is absolute truth. Absolute truth means that something is true all the time. No matter what people think or say. God's wisdom helps us understand these truths. For example, God's holiness is an absolute truth. God is always holy, which means he is perfect, pure, and set apart from sin. In Revelation 4:8, it says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. This shows us that God's holiness never changes, no matter what happens. God will always be holy and perfect.
We also learn about absolute truth through Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Word made flesh, which means he is God's truth in human form. John 1:14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus shows us what it means to live according to God's absolute truth. He always told the truth, acted in love, and followed God's commands perfectly. By looking at Jesus' life, we can learn how to live wisely and truthfully.
Now let's think about how wisdom works in our daily lives. Imagine you have a big decision to make, like choosing between telling the truth or maybe lying to avoid trouble. The wise choice is to tell the truth, even if it's hard. The Bible tells us in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. This means that whenever you're unsure about what to do, you can pray and ask God to help you make the right choice. God loves it when we come to him for help and promises to give us the wisdom we need.
Wisdom isn't always easy, but it leads to good results. For example, telling the truth might get us into trouble at first, but it builds trust and shows that we value honesty, which is important to God. Making wise choices helps us grow closer to God and live a life that honors him.
Jesus is our perfect example of wisdom. Even as a young boy, he showed wisdom by listening and by asking questions of the teachers in the temple. In Luke 2:52, it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus knew that true wisdom came from understanding God's truth and living it out. He always sought to do his Father's will and made choices that pleased God. We can follow in Jesus' example by seeking wisdom from God and making choices that honor him.
When Jesus was in the temple, he amazed everyone with his understanding and answers. He showed that wisdom isn't just for adults. Kids can be wise too. By learning about God, asking questions, and seeking to understand His truth, we can grow in wisdom just like Jesus did.
Here's a verse to remember this week. In Proverbs 9:10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." This means that respecting and loving God is the first step to becoming wise. When we honor God and seek to know Him better, we start to understand what is truly important and how to live in a way that pleases Him. Let's pray. God, thank You for being constant and good and true. We don't have to go through life unsure and confused. We can seek You and know the truth about any situation or circumstance. We want to obey You and do what's right. Help us to trust You and not rely on our own feelings. Let us seek Your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
So kids, as we go through this week, let's remember that wisdom isn't just about being smart. It's about making choices that please God. And knowing God's truths are absolute means we can always rely on His word to guide us. Whenever you face a tough decision, think about what God would want you to do, and remember, you can ask for wisdom, just like James 1:5 tells us. Remember, let your parents know they can download some fun resources on biblical family virtue from biblicallycentered.com. Until next time!